The Name of God, from The Night Watches, by John Macduff. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Strong indeed. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Every attribute of the Godhead is such a tower. Every perfection such a rampart. All combine to ensure the believer's everlasting security. Reader, go inspect the city of Jerusalem. Walk around and count the many towers. Take note of the fortified walls and tour all the citadels, that you may describe them to future generations. For that is what God is like. He is our God forever and ever, and He will be our guide until we die. Mark the strong tower of divine omnipotence. It proclaims that the Almighty is on your side, that there is one with you and for you, boundless in His resources, greater far than all that can be against you. Mark the strong tower of divine unchangeableness. All earthly fabrics are tottering and crumbling around you. The dearest of all your earthly refuges has written on it the doom of the dust. But, sheltered here, you can gaze on all the fitful changes of life and exult in an unchanging God. Mark the strong tower of divine wisdom. When His dealings are dark and chastisements mysterious, you must retire within this fortress and to be reminded that all that befalls you is the planning of unerring rectitude and faithfulness. See inscribed on the chamber walls, the only wise God. Mark the strong tower of divine love. When the hurricane has been fierce, your heart breaking with new trials, the past dark, the future a dreary waste, no lull in the storm, no light in the clouds. Oh, it is a great comfort to you to retire into this most hallowed of bulwarks and read the living motto emblazoned on its every turret, God is love. My soul, are you safe in this impregnable fortress? Have you entered within the gate? Remember, it is not to be near the city, but in it. Not to know about Christ, but to win Him and be found in Him. One footstep outside the walls, and the Avenger of Blood can cut you down. Turn then to the stronghold as a prisoner of hope. Once these were colossal walls to exclude, now they are unassailable barriers to protect. They are now a citadel where His saints are kept by the power of God. Every portal is open, and the God of mercy issues a gracious proclamation. Come, my people, enter into your chambers. How safe, how happy here. In God, there is in this, says Jonathan Edwards, speaking of the same blessed truth, secure to me as it were a calm, sweet aspect or appearance of glory in almost everything. We can hear amid the surges of life a voice high above the storm, the name of the Lord. It is I. Do not be afraid. It is I, remarks Newman Hall, were as much as 100 names. It is I, your Lord and Master. It is I, the commander of winds and waters. It is I, the sovereign Lord of heaven and earth. Let heaven be but as one scroll, and let it be written all over with titles. They cannot express more than it is I. O sweet and seasonable word of a gracious Savior, able to calm all tempests, able to revive all hearts, say but so to my soul, and I am safe. I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me live in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.